Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from a calling house on behalf of our client and national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Emilio Ortega? Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Sí.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president of U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances
Sí.
50-50?
No, sí, I am gonna vote.
Yeah, okay. In what year were you born?
62.
What is your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian Pacific Islander?
Hispanic.
Okay. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for state senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Okay, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100, a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Ted Cruz, would you say, or please give me your
50-50.
50?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
For some reason, I was barely able to hear you. Can you repeat it once again? Donald Trump?
Is it from 0 to 100, right? Or from 1 to 100?
0 to 100.
Zero.
0. Okay. What about Adam Hinojosa?
Adam, I've heard of him. 50-50.
Okay, what about Morgan Lamantia?
100.
What about Joe Biden?
100.
What about Greg Abbott?
I'm gonna be 50.
Okay. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Can there be an in between or no?
Would you
Disapprove.
say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as a state senator?
I approve.
Do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Roland Gutierrez.
And if the election for U.S. House were held today, and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores, and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. For whom would you vote?
I have never met Myra, and I've talked to Vicente. I would have to go with Vicente.
Okay. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
Morgan Lamantia.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas State Legislature. For each, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. A high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and Texas State Legislature.
Okay.
Supporting South Texas jobs and wages, do you think that issue should be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority?
A high priority. High.
Okay. And supporting public schools?
High.
Securing the border?
High.
Ensuring access to affordable quality health care?
High.
Supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
High.
Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban?
Against.
Would you somewhat be less likely to vote for that candidate or much less likely to vote for that candidate?
Much not vote for that candidate. Okay.
What about a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border? Would you be more or less likely to vote for that candidate?
More likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
What about a candidate who voted to support Texas's LGBTQ plus community? Would you be more or less likely to vote for that candidate?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies? Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Well, everybody needs to pay their own way, really. But if there's money available, I mean, why not go for them?
Would you somewhat be more likely to, or much more likely be?
Much more likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Much more likely.
Okay. Do you use WhatsApp?
Excuse me?
Do you use the application WhatsApp? Do you use WhatsApp?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I look at all the candidates before I make my decision. But I was raised Democrat,
would you call yourself
everything
a...
was small. Yeah, okay. 50. You can put 50 there.
Okay, would you say you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal. Oh man, it's already starting to rain. Yeah.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? first to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post-HS, including
college graduate. Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, or just to confirm, is it Emilio?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
In the future, yes. You're finished because it's raining over here. And I gotta go.
Yes, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again, and do note your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night, okay, sir?
You too. Thank you. Yes.
Thanks, sir.
Bye-bye.